1972, and we think it's something that in 1969 and for the past two or three years, men have been dragged to the moon. Well, I'll have you know this. Lyman Abner built a rocket ship to Mars in 1943. Unfortunately, it blew up because they used dynamite. But they did try. So I'll give you Mr. Chester Lonk and Norris Job, Lyman Abner.
It's nice to be here and nice to be remembered.
Amen.
It's very nice to see all of you. Thank you for being here, and it's our pleasure to be with you.
Lom, I've got a letter here I want you to read before you go any farther.
Got a letter?
Yeah, this is without a doubt the saddest thing you ever read in your life.
Well, it's sad.
That's a sad epistle if anybody ever wrote one. I'll guarantee you.
Who's it from?
Well, do you remember Elizabeth, the one who relates that her niece that visited us last summer?
Her niece?
Niece. Oh. No. Relate.
Oh, yeah, the one I had the cute little girl.
That little girl, little Doofy.
Cutest young and I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon she's very cute anymore, though.
Sound like she's 30.
Oh, that's what's the sad. According to the letter, she's deformed now.
Little Lucy's deformed?
Yes, sir. She's got 3 feet.
Oh, undoubtedly some mistake about that, Ebner.
Well, long of her own mama wrote the letter, I reckon she counted the younger feet before she done it. She can count that high. I dare to go to 5 or 6. I think.
Dear Uncle Abner and Aunt Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's me and the woman.
Well, it's a private, personal letter.
No, I want you to read it. Go ahead, Lum. You can read it without your spectacles.
I take my pen in hand to drop you a few lines to let you know.
How big that is.
To let you know how we're getting. That is the biggest handwriting I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, well, of course, you have to write big to Elizabeth, Lum, on account of Elizabeth being so hard of hearing.
Looks like she took her pen in foot. I've never seen that.
I weren't there at the time. I couldn't swear to what she done.
You wouldn't hardly know little Lucy now.
Now, right there, that's where it tells about her having 3 feet.
Oh, I sort of hate to read it.
Poor little three-footed young. I feel sorry for her. Just think of the kind of track she's going to make in the snow.
She's going to look like a tripod.
Yeah. Bless her heart. Going to be awfully embarrassing her, too. Go into a store and say, give me 1.5 pair of pantyhose. I bet, though, she can turn out to be the world champion hopscotch player.
You wouldn't hardly know little Lucy now. She has grown another foot since you've seen her last.
Now, ain't that bad, Lum. Bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
I haven't been fishing since you was here.
No.
But every time I see a worm, I think of you.
She can say the sweetest thing.
Last week, Lucy Blevins and her husband tried to start a fire in the kitchen stove, and it exploded and blew both of them clean out through the roof and 50 foot out into the yard.
Yeah, I was awful glad to hear that.
Glad to hear it.
Well, Lum, they ain't been getting along, you know. I bet you that's the first time in 3 years they've been out together.
Charlie Redfield's woman, Jesse, gave birth to triplets day before yesterday.
Four of them, huh?
No, triplets. Two.
Oh.
This is considered very unusual, as it only happens once out of every 9,862 times.
Poor little thing. You just wonder when she found time to do her housework, don't you?
Grandma Masters, who is always complaining about her poor health, looks better.
Hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
But she says she ain't feeling as good as she thought she would feel when she felt this good. Grannies, I don't understand. Hoping you are the same.
Well.
Love, Mamie.
Bless her heart.
P.S. Don't let that blabbermouth Lum Edwards read this letter. He'll spread it all over town.
Oh, for goodness sake, I forgot about that. Here, let me take that blabbermouth. I don't want you to have it.
First time we've performed together in 15 or 20 years, I guess.
And might be the last that we don't improve. While I'm up here, I would like, if I may, to introduce to you a very, very sweet person, and that's Lum's wife, Harriet Locke. Harriet, take a bow. And my little wife, who has stayed with me for almost 43 years, so that shows she's stupid. But my wife, Liz.
I guess it's up to Don Maris now. We'll let him come up here and tell us exactly what the status of things is as far as the screen goes.
Well, we're going to have to let these fellows get the plates out of the room so that we can move the tables back and put up a screen. We oversold on our tickets a little bit, and so we're going to have to move the tables back just as soon as they get the dishes out of here. So go ahead and talk and do whatever you want to, and we'll start just as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah. Nina. Well, that's true. They are ring flickers. No, Nina was the county seat.
Yeah. Well, you're not far off, though. The Queen is the county seat of Sevier County. Nina is the county seat of Polk County.
But the real Pine Ridge was in Montgomery County.
Right,
which
that's right.
Which was sort of an odd situation.
Pine Ridge is about 20 miles from Nina. And we have some other large communities, such as Ink and Akron and Cherry Hill.
And I was born in Cole, Arkansas, but I wasn't a country fella because I was born right in downtown Cole. What are you holding that up to me for?
Well, I want to hear what you
think. It isn't on anything.
You don't want them to miss any of those pearls of wisdom.
That isn't hooked up to anything.
Yeah, that's his voice. That's Grady Sutton. And he did play the part of Cedric in all of our pictures. He looks like a young fellow, but I think he's about 50 or 60 years old when he played that part.
Yes, sir.
We wrote one of the pictures. We wrote a picture called Bashful Bachelor. But that's the only one. That was enough.
Mr. Long, when will we get a chance to see these over TV or on the movies?
I don't know. They've been released. Those pictures were released for TV back in the early 50s.
Where's that?
And they played some of the principal areas, but they're ready to be released again and are available.
Yes, sir.
Where did you develop that statement to be what was good for me?
Really, I don't know. It's one of those things just happened, I guess. I probably said it on a stage or something at some time, and it got a laugh, and you keep using it, you know. I really don't remember.
How long did it take to make that particular motion picture,
do you recall? I would guess about 6 weeks.
Something like that. I've forgotten. Somebody asked me a while ago. I said 3 weeks or something. I guess about 6 weeks. I really forgot. I don't know. It seemed like forever when you... We were doing those pictures. We were on the stages on the movie lot all day, and then we were still doing our broadcast twice, two shows at night, one for the East Coast, one for the West Coast. And at that time, we were a little younger, and I know my makeup ran about 3.5 hours. So if I had an 8:30 call, I had to get in makeup at 5 in the morning and then shoot all day and do 2 broadcasts at night. I was almost meeting myself going and coming from home, and it seemed like it, they lasted forever. You got so tired. But I really forgotten the exact schedule.
We had stopped shooting and do our broadcast. They had a studio set up in our dressing room, so we'd run over and do our show and come back and work some more and go back and do our repeat show. So we were awfully glad when they said wrap it up.
No, sir. No, sir.
No.
Yes.
Well, if you notice, we had very few sound effects on our show. The telephone rang, and the door closing, about all. And we wish we could do that.
Any other sound, we'd write it out while we were doing those pictures. We wouldn't use any sound other than the telephone and the store door, which opened and rang a bell, and those we took out there with us.
Well, of course, that stretched out over a long period of time. Sometimes we'd be all day shooting one scene. The next day we might have better luck and get several scenes in the can.
But frankly, I think this is the first time I've ever seen this picture. We looked at the daily rushes. Every day we'd look at what we'd shot the day before, which you shoot about 5 times what you use, and then they cut it and put it together. But I couldn't remember this thing. I didn't know what was going to happen to anybody else. And I think it's the first time I've ever seen it.